Thanks, Lewis. Well, it's kind of focused and kind of not, so you got to bear with us a little bit here. I am just really excited. The coolest thing happened a couple weeks ago. Somebody asked me to take a look at the website statistics, and so I ran them real quick, and I went, oh, rats. You know, I wanted to see the last week, not the last year. And then I looked, and I said, wow, that is the last week of activity on the website. So I want to take you through a tour of our website. Now, if you're new to the class, you probably don't know anything at all about it. But basically, we take all of Mark's lessons, audio, PowerPoint, and the handouts, and we put them on the website each week. We've got a series that Lewis did a few years ago, which are still being downloaded, on marriage enrichment, which is really cool. Got a number of things there. We also have the newsletters that Sandy Shiver does, and you're going to be blown away, Sandy, when you see some of the numbers on this. And then we've got the calendar, a big resource page that is actually used, got thousands of uses over the last year. Number of things. So let's just take a quick tour. One of the first things I'm asked when people talk about the website is a ton of questions. The first is, how many people come? Where do they come from?
I love you. We've gotten used to some bigger numbers, and choir still hadn't come in. So if you could, if it's possible for anybody to move sort of towards the inside, I'm kind of an aisle guy. I get a rash if I'm on the inside. So you may be an aisle guy too, or an aisle gal. And that's okay. I'm not asking anybody to get a rash. But if you're not an aisle guy or gal, and you can possibly move in, it'll help the folks coming in. We do have some seats down front. You guys that are pointing people, tell them to be bold and just come down front.
Sorry, that's good. Thanks. And please, come on in. Okay, so where do these people come from? How did they find us? What do they download? When are they using the website? Who are they? And then the question I have to ask myself is, so what does it all mean? All right, we're going to take a quick run through these things and just see what's going on. The first question we're going to ask is how many. Now, before we get too far into this, I have to give you about a 10-second lesson on website statistics. If you played around on the web, everybody hears about hits. We're not going to mess with hits at all today. Hits means nothing for our analysis, so just put it out of your mind. You've never heard of it. The next one is page views, and we are going to talk about page views in just a couple minutes, but not right now. The other two, though, that really are kind of pertinent to where we are visitors and what's called unique visitors. Now, I'll explain the difference. If you go to the website 10 times today, you will be considered 10 visitors. But if you go to the website 10 times today, you will be considered one unique visitor. So it doesn't matter how many times you go, you're still one unique visitor for that day. We're not going to be interested in visitors. What we're interested in for this particular slide is unique visitors, people who come, who visit the website, regardless of how many times they come back and forth. And these are the numbers. You can see we rolled out the website in late August of 2006, and so in September we had 181 unique visitors. But look at the numbers. We are right now having 2,600, 2,500 unique visitors every single month coming to the website. Now, we only have about 300 people here, so either you guys are running around to other people's houses and using their computers, or God's doing something and reaching some people with the gospel. All right, so where do they come from? Well, here's where we're going to talk about page views. Now, we have to use page views because this really isn't an exact science, figuring out how many people come to a website. A page view is basically one person looking at one page, as opposed to the Google little program that runs out and looks at all the, it doesn't count those. This is trying to restrict it to one person looking at one page. The other one is called bandwidth. And what bandwidth means is sometimes if you ever do something on the internet and you download a file and it takes a real long time, it's probably a real big file. Well, that's using up bandwidth. The more information you get, the more bandwidth. So our audio files take up a lot of bandwidth. Our handouts take up just a little tiny bit. But if we know these different things, we can get pretty close to what's happening on the website and what people are seeing. So you can see here, and you may not be able to see from the back, this is the number of page views in the last 12 months, 62,000 page views. And the bandwidth number, well, you engineers are probably liking the right-hand column. The creative type are kind of looking towards the left-hand column. So you engineers, that means something to you, and we're going to see some of the results of those numbers later on. But here is what is exciting. This is what's this 64,000. This next slide or the next little screen there is what's gone on in the last 7 days and 7 days only. We get 1,800 page views. We've downloaded 8 gigabytes of data. That's a lot of information, and you're going to see what that translates into. But what's really interesting, this bottom number here, was it 1,800? If you annualize that number, that's 95,000 page views a year, as opposed to the 60-something thousand that the whole program is telling me. That's because we are seeing tremendous growth that's mirroring that unique user count that you saw going up. A lot of people are using this. Now, a couple things I want you to notice, and we'll come back to these, is Germany, China, and then down at the bottom, these people appeared out of nowhere, this country, Mexico. Now, one thing I forgot to tell you, this is the top 10 countries of the world. Now, think about that, countries. We have over 30 countries of the world that have at least 100 page views that are being served up to them. We have other ones that we're not sure what they are, but I've disregarded those. But these are the top 10, the bottom part is, in the last 7 days. And you're going to see this Mexico, what's starting to happen. Because, as you may or may not know, Marianella has translated every one of Mark's church history literacy into Spanish. It takes her hours of work. What a tremendous ministry it is. And I'm going to show you those numbers in just a minute. But what about the United States? Okay, thematic map, that means the lighter it is, the fewer people, the darker it is, the more people are looking at it. And this, here it is again, same format, last 12 months at the top, last 7 days at the bottom. Tremendous number of people, 43,000. Now, one of the things you'll notice at the top, there's 11,000 in the state of NA. We don't know what that is. What it is they basically can't trace what state it's coming from. They know it's coming from one of the United States or its territories, but they don't know which one. Again, this is just the ranking of the top 10. You can see how few white states there are. White states is 10 page views or less, so I just discount it. If it's got a color, it means they're coming to the website and looking at data and downloading information. Here's some interesting numbers, again, that we're going to look at a little bit more in just a second. But for right now, we're going to ask the question, how did they find us? How did they get here to us? And this is a picture just since January of this year. I could have gone back to the very beginning, and when we first launched the website, of course, most people were finding us from Google or Yahoo. But once they found us, then they bookmarked the page. So the big, huge section you can see there is people who have bookmarked the page, or maybe you've told someone this is the address, and then they just go and type it into the address bar on their browser. But then you've got the ones like Yahoo. Google, again, is still the largest search engine. What's really interesting are these two right here, one of which is Wikipedia. We're starting to get hits and referrals from Wikipedia. And then the really neat one, remember they saw the slide with Germany? Well, one of the German search engines has found us and is referring all kinds of people. We're getting a lot of people taking the lessons and downloading them in Germany. They're obviously bilingual because I am not, and we don't have a German version out there. But that's what they're doing. Let's see. What are they downloading? I just love this picture. What are they downloading? This is cool. Look at these numbers. This is the number of lessons that have been individually downloaded. And these are minimum numbers. The numbers could be as much as 20 to 50% higher. I'm just trying to be conservative. Let me read the numbers because we're a little out of focus. The English handouts, 22,000 lessons have been downloaded in the last 12 months. The newsletter, Sandy, what all these people who aren't a member of our class are doing with your newsletter, but they obviously love it. You got 1,000 of those. The audio, we've got about 1,600 podcasts that are automatically downloaded to their iPods over the course of the year. Almost 16,000 audio lessons have been downloaded. How about the PowerPoint lesson? Again, 16,000. And the Spanish, Marianella, I know you're in here somewhere, but there you are. Marianella, you got to stand up. Okay. If this was Walmart, we would be trying to restock our shelves as fast as we could. When you look at all the at the really high activity, I mean, it was so frustrating for me to do statistics because I would go back to grab another number and the counters had increased in the half hour I was doing something different. Mexico is downloading like crazy. I don't know how they found us, but I know that it's people who speak Spanish because I can get the search phrase they're using on Google. And I can't read it. I was going to send it to Marianella, but she would just laugh at me. So let's see. Oh, part of my numbers are cut off, and I don't know why. Well, basically what it's supposed to be, I think it's because it got stuck behind the chart. 67,000 individual items, either audio, the handout, the PowerPoint, are being downloaded every year right now. That's what, I think it's 1,300 every single week are being downloaded. Those are conservative numbers. So when do they come? Just a quick, easy chart here. All day long, every day, other than sometimes around 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe they're having breakfast, or if they're in Germany, they're going to bed, I don't know. But 24/7, every day of the week, the little pie chart at the right, it almost doesn't matter whether it's Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday. They are coming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So who are they? We don't know. But we do know this. There are 2,600 people a month coming. We get some emails. Some of them, we got an email a couple weeks ago from somebody in Japan saying, I found your website. We don't know how, but he found the website. God is ministering to my spiritual needs over here through this. I got an email from somebody in Oklahoma. I was out in California a couple weeks ago just talking to a man and happened to talk about the website. He said, you know, I'm a professor at a Christian university in Southern California. And yes, there are some out there, okay, in case you're wondering. And he said, my students are downloading from that website. We've gotten emails from people in Iraq that are in the war and saying, you don't know what an encouragement it is to get this kind of teaching over here. We don't know who they are, but God knows. But I have a question for you. If you know somebody outside the city of outside of Champion Forest Baptist who has mentioned going to the website, I'd be curious, would you just raise your hand so I can see who you are? That's a pretty good number of people. And as you tell your friends and the word gets passed around, it really, really kind of helps the thing expand. So does all of this matter? Well, I can tell you it matters to that guy in the center. It matters to that man in Japan who needs to be encouraged. But I know right now you're probably thinking, well, I don't really have anything to do with this. This is, you know, Mark Lanier's ministry. Let me tell you, that is nothing farther from the truth. I can promise you, if you weren't here, Mark wouldn't be doing these lessons. Mark doesn't want a radio ministry. He wants a relational ministry. He wants to be in here ministering to people. And so you are a critical part of Mark putting the time into this to prepare these lessons. You're the one who hands out the flyers that Michelle had printed up so we can tell people about our class. You're the one who meets the needs of other peoples within our class. This website is nothing more than an extension of the ministry God has given to each one of us in here. Are we on mission? Are you on mission with what God wants you to do in here? That's what this website is really a picture of. But here's the coolest thing. I was having lunch with Mark a couple weeks ago. Anybody guess what that is? It's a rod. It's a staff. You know, we don't know how long Moses' rod was, somewhere 3 to 6 feet. But as Mark and I were talking about all these, I was so overwhelmed by the numbers. And I said, Mark, that's a lot of people and it's a lot of information. I'm not worthy to be used by God this way. And Mark looked at me across the table and he said, and neither am I. He said, but I want to tell you, he said, one of my favorite set of stories is from Francis Schaeffer, and it's in a book called No Little People. It's a compilation of some sermons. And you know what he said as he talked? He said, in that book, Francis Schaeffer tells a story how God calls Moses. And we all know the story. Moses says, I can't do it because of this. I can't talk good. You know, I got a warrant for my arrest back in Egypt. You know, I really don't want to go back. And this is kind of tough. And God says, oh, what's that in your hand? He said, well, it's a rod. He said, well, throw it down. And what? It becomes a serpent, remember? It becomes a snake. He said, how about that? He turns it back into a rod again. And this is the Lanier paraphrased edition. God goes, that'll work. A rod. All I need is somebody to carry the rod. You just carry the rod, Moses, and I'll use the rod. Because me plus a rod is all I need. And you know what? That is exactly the way that we are in this class. We are just a bunch of sticks. We're just a bunch of rods. And we got a fellow rod over here. And you know what? God says, you plus me, that's all I need. You don't have to be anything great, but you plus me. So rather than put the focus on all the people who are involved in this particular portion of the ministry, whether it's Mike or Ward doing the sound or Mark teaching or Marinelle or whatever, would you just join me in a second and let's just let a bunch of sticks give some applause to God, because God is really the one who's behind all this.
To have someone like Steve. Steve takes these lessons every week because I have a tendency, and if you're listening to this on the internet, it'll give you your reason to come to CFBC sometimes. I have a tendency to say things that he decides don't work on the internet. And so he has to listen and go back through each of my classes and edit them so that they're internet appropriate. I love the stick illustration. You know, and it's true. God, Moses says, I'm not adequate for what you need, God. And God says, well, yeah, maybe you're not, but that stick's got everything that I need. So just take the stick. And Moses sticks the stick in the Nile and it turns red and holds the stick out and on come the plagues and uses the stick to part the waters. And you and I may not feel like we've got enough on the ball for God to be able to use us. But if you've got any access to a stick, then you got what you need with God. He can handle it. This is a very appropriate time to put this in. We're dealing with Paul's missionary journey, and I've got a bit of nostalgia standing up here and looking out because we've been in the other facility now for a while. Also, if you catch this on the internet or through some other means, I'll let you know next Sunday we'll be back in the FLC. And as kind of a little enticement to get you to come back, especially since it's the first Sunday of spring break for many kids, in addition to our donut fair, which we'll have back next week, I will be hand-making some choice breakfast goodies for those who come. So you will get to see why it's a good thing I have a job as a lawyer. But if you get sick off them, come to me. I can sue myself and we'll both get rich. those are the kinds of things, by the way, that get edited out. So Steve's got his work cut out for him. Marianella Love, thank you so much for what you've done. I can't imagine it. I really can't.